What is the risk when you decide not to further consider a predictor in your multivariate analyses? Tell the things you should consider before making such a decision. When you stop studying something, you might have made an uncorrectable error. If you stop collecting data on a variable, you can never discover, oops, should be studying this. That's the advantage of large data sets when you can afford them. Even if it's a variable that other people haven't found to be interesting, or that you haven't found to be interesting, let's make sure that we have exhausted the different ways that it could be discovered to be interesting before we set it aside. Because again, once you set it aside, that's an unrecoverable mistake if it's a mistake. And what are the things that we should look at? One of them is the operational definition. Most of the variables that we deal with don't have a single operational definition. There might be as many as a dozen off-the-shelf versions, let alone something that's customized and tuned to your population and setting. So before you throw something away, make sure that you're throwing away a construct, not a measure. Things that you should look at to be sure, you should look at the simple correlation, obviously. We put a lot of faith in that picture, that single frame snapshot out of the trailer, out of the 2.5 hour movie, to look at those two characters and decide what their relationship is. We do. And it's amazing how often we get useful information out of it. So obviously we want to look at simple correlations. We want to put it into the full multiple regression. How does this thing mix in with the biggest group of variables that I'm likely to care about? But remember that regression weights talk about the unique contribution of that variable to that model. And so when you change models, you may change the impression of the contribution of that variable to understanding that criterion. And that's why you should look at not just the full multiple regression, but various multiple regressions. Before you say something doesn't contribute, you've got to exhaust what you look at. You should consider, and this is something you don't have the tools for yet, but we're going to do this in the third part of the class. You should consider not just linear relationships, but curvilinear relationships. Because correlation and multiple regression are all about linear relationships. You have to consider nonlinear relationships. Now, the truth is that most curvilinear relationships in behavioral sciences are a combination of linear and nonlinear. And so the curvilinear typically adds variance rather than is a huge surprise. Second of all, multiple regressions are all about additive combinations of variables. You know what the model looks like. B1x1 plus B1x2 plus B1x3. It's about the additive combination. You should also consider the interactions between things, the non-additive combinations, which is what we're going to spend Unit 2 and a bunch of Unit 3 on. Trying to warm you up here. And multiple regressions are all about direct effects. But through the use of mediation models and path models, we can also consider indirect effects. So this is my shopping list of things that I want to look at before I say, I don't have to worry about that variable.